Maine still has lots and lots of trees, but the decline of the paper industry has devastated rural communities that depend on forest products. Wood chips, which are burned for fuel in biomass energy plants, are in strong demand in Europe and have the potential to rejuvenate the forest product sector in Maine. The only problem is they can't be exported because of all the pests and pathogens that could be spread to other countries. Now, one Maine company has a solution to that problem. A.J. Higgins has our story.
This is a large capacity items here. We've had to kind of shuffle things around in the shop in order to make room.
As the senior project manager at the Fasco Corporation in Lincoln, it's David Cook's job to keep his metal fabricators on track to build the two heater drying systems that are scheduled to be trucked to Eastport for testing in the next few weeks.
We built some platforms to build these heaters, which are mostly aluminum.
Fasco President Alan Smith says if the tests are successful, the heater units will be placed aboard cargo vessels and used to decontaminate low-grade wood chips for shipment to Europe.
They're going to burn natural gas through these 12 heater units, and there's a giant blower in here which will push all of the heat out through a 40-inch duct header which feeds the top of a tower that has five individual ducts going down to the bottom, which disperse through the very bottom of the cargo hold in the ship, and that forces the hot air up through all the wood chips.
The unit spends several hours heating up the ship's airtight hold until the humidity level reaches 100% and the temperature peaks at 140 degrees Fahrenheit. 30 minutes later, when the phytosanitation process is over, the chips are bug-free and ready for sale to markets in Europe. UMaine Professor of Forest Operations, Bioproducts, and Bioenergy, Doug Gardner, says that means that the state of Maine could finally exploit a competitive advantage.
You know, in the southern U.S., they're shipping a lot of biomass material to Europe right now. The fact that, you know, Maine is closer to Europe, provides a shorter shipping distance.
And demand is strong. Countries in the EU have signed on to a mandate requiring that they must obtain 20% of their energy supply from renewable power sources by 2020. Those clean power goals have the potential to revitalize Maine's forest products industry by providing revenue for landowners and paychecks for woodsmen, truckers, and stevedores. Dana Duran, Executive Director of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine, says it would be better if Maine could export more value-added forest products, but
beggars also can't be choosers at this point, and we need markets, and they're important, and I think Eastport presents an opportunity, and I hope that they're very successful.
The development of this technology actually began 7 years ago in response to new regulations imposed by the European Union that effectively ended export of Maine wood chips. Several Maine companies joined forces with the university to come up with this heater-dryer system, which is finally ready for a trial run later this month. In Eastport, expectations are high.
There's been much discussed about Washington County. This is, I think, a key to our future.
Chris Gardner is director of the Eastport Port Authority.
We need to continue to invest in what the next industry is going to be. And we think that the Port of Eastport, our growth here is not just good for Eastport, but it's got to be good for the entire county, for the entire region, and quite honestly, the entire state.
Gardner says that in addition to the $1.7 million for the construction of the heater prototypes, the state and the Port Authority's expansion that accommodates the new system cost an additional $10 million. 2 years ago, according to international trade monitoring groups, the EU purchased nearly $685 million in wood-based fuel products from the U.S., mostly from the southeastern states. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.